Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Lawana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Lawana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Lawana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Lawana, and this is A Touch From Above. Wow, wow, and wow. I'm so excited. We have some great, awesome, amazing testimonies for you today and actually even tomorrow. So I am so excited. Don't forget, we're here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 2:30 every single day. Thank you so much for the calls. We've been getting calls. We've been getting emails. And I just can't even begin to thank you enough. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to make contact with us. I am so excited. Well, I want to share with you something. I write a column in the East County Gazette. A wonderful lady named Debbie, who is the editor and publisher of that newspaper, which goes out to probably about 500,000 people. And this is my next column. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to read this real quick because it goes with our testimony today. So let me read to you. My topic today is called Lust the Destroyer. So let me read that. Hold on, folks. This is my weekly column out of the East County Gazette. Dear reader, I've been in ministry for 43 years, sharing Jesus with as many people as would listen. Many times I run into people whose hearts are hard as a rock and they don't want to listen, nor do they care much about their soul. But I want to share with you today about someone, a young man who was warned about the dangers of lust. The immoral woman, whose lips drip like honey. Her words are smoother than oil, but in the end, she is bitter as a wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Be careful, men. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lay hold of hell. Don't ponder her path of life. Her ways are unstable. You don't know them. Or do you? Or maybe you do know her. Her name is pornography. Her name is lust. She destroys millions of men, young and old. She rips apart young girls and leads them to the shame, and she leads them even to death. She slips into the marriage bed, and she leaves it defiled. She tears families apart and causes many young children to be broken. Lust, the destroyer, is rampant in our nation and around the globe. Why? Supply and demand. Hollywood promotes her, and the music industry sings about her, and graveyards are filled with her victims. The only escape from her grip is Jesus. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Satan is a thief. He comes only for one purpose. John 10:10 tells us the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. "But I have come," Jesus said, "that you might have life, and that you might have life more abundantly." Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11 tells us, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them." I'm speaking to you today, dear listener. Have you been lured into her trap? Feel like you can't get out of her grip? That's nothing but another one of her lies. Jesus came to set the captive free. Jesus loves you. He's calling you today. Come to me. Come to him before it's too late. Don't allow Satan to keep you in his ugly leash of lust. I've seen many set free from her bondage, and I'm going to end that column right there. Today, I have a guest that's with me today, and I've shared with you about our ministry, A Touch From Above, up at the Prayer Mountain. We have a service every Sunday morning, but also television ministry that goes out every Sunday morning as well, and I think we're on the air every Wednesday as well on television. But I met this young gentleman probably over 15 years ago, And just as we begin to share and talk, and he's a great musician, he's a vital part of our ministry, but Jesus has set him completely free. And I'm going to introduce him to you, and we're going to walk through his testimony together. And his name is Charlie. Charlie, you want to tell everybody hello?
Hello, everybody.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about Charlie's life. Charlie was trapped in a web, but he's going to take you back when he was younger. Charlie, share with the audience how that vicious demonic spirit of lust came in to try to destroy your life.
Well, when I was about 4 years old, there was an 18-year-old boy lived across the street, and he molested me. And that molestation took away my innocence, and because he threatened to harm my family if I told anybody, it also made me a very secretive child, and I learned very quickly it was easier to ask forgiveness than permission.
Wow. You know, you have to stop and think, listener. You're listening to my program today, and maybe you have been a victim of sexual molestation. You know, that is nothing that Charlie should have ever been through at 4 years old. And then continue on there, Charlie.
Well, there were other issues. My parents, I had an absentee father. He was a flight engineer in the Air Force. And when he was home, he was either resting from a trip or preparing to go on a trip. And I can honestly say that I can count on one hand of the number of times he interacted with me anything other than superficially. My biggest thing was when I got home from Vietnam, we were going home from the airport, and the question he asked me was, did you catch anything? In other words, did I have any venereal diseases while I was in country?
Wow. How long did you stay in Vietnam there?
I was there 1 year.
Wow. Thank you for your service, Charlie. You know, I think that a lot of people don't realize when Charlie was molested at 4 years old, and then you were molested another time.
Well, yes. I met another boy when I was 7. He was 8. He had a similar background and the same curiosity for sexual things, which I got from the molestation. And we developed a homosexual relationship that lasted 9 years.
Wow. At how old were you?
I was 7. He was 8.
Oh, my goodness. So young. You see, what happened is when Charlie was first molested, when he was such a young boy, you see, the devil was setting him up for the kill. I mean, that is nothing. Satan opened up literally Pandora's box, a web of perversion and immorality, and he was so young. And at that time, it's like, don't tell, don't tell. The devil tries to keep you in shame. And so here you are, Charlie. Now here you are at 8 years old, 7 years old, and now in this other relationship. And now you're older. What happens when you're in your young 20s?
Well, I turned 21 in San Diego, and I had learned how to play guitar in Vietnam. And I found out quickly that people said I could play well and people said I could sing well. And I became a wandering minstrel going from bar to bar. And I would take payment in money, drinks, booze, sex, drugs, whatever they wanted to offer.
Wow. And Charlie, that lifestyle, what did it do to you?
Well...
The real truth about, you know, how people try to put this facade. Oh, yeah, well, you know, although the Bible says sin is fun for a season, but the reality of it is.
Yes. In fact, I have a saying, sin is fun for a season, but after the season is over, it's no longer fun. And we're usually left with a habit or worse, an addiction. And with that habit or addiction comes self-hate, self-loathing, and ultimately the wondering if we're even good enough to be loved by God.
Wow. Wow. That is powerful. You imagine how many people out there, Charlie, that are struggling, and especially right now, we see that Hollywood just promotes it like it's like the devil, you know, it's like the dam, you know, when a dam has a crack, it's just a drop. And then after a while, it's just a little bit more. We have seen that within the last, 30 years?
Yes.
We've seen that thing just snowball, the lies of homosexuality, lesbianism, sodomy, transgender. And we're seeing that now just being poured into the children. What do you want to say to the people out there that are victims of that?
Well, I know when I was involved in the lifestyle, I believed that that's the way God created me because that's what the world told me. And my attitude was, how could something that feels so good be so wrong? And being that I came out of the Catholic Church, what I had done was a mortal sin. In the Catholic Church, a mortal sin is unforgivable. So as far as I knew, I was on my way to hell anyway. And if I was going to hell, I was going to go having fun.
Oh, my goodness. But was it really fun?
No. The when I was involved with somebody, yeah, it was fun. Sex is fun. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. But when I was home alone, I was miserable. I was self-medicating with drugs and alcohol, just trying to kill the pain and saying, why am I doing this?
That's powerful. Do you realize how many people out there that are addicted to the drugs and the booze and the, you know, all the junk trying to cover? And I remember you saying something really powerful that you lived in so much shame that that's why you grew your beard and you grew, you know. And for those of you that are listening, Charlie is a very handsome, strong man, plays a guitar, great vocalist, just a great vocalist. And so he was talking about he had so much shame and guilt and he was trying to hide it. Share how you...
Well, I did not want anybody to know that I was in the gay lifestyle. And so I have a full beard. And in the Navy, of course, we weren't allowed to have long hair. We were allowed to have beards in the Navy at the time I was in. But I would, in the morning, I would take a tube of grooming clean and grease my hair back so that it would look proper on board ship. But when I got home, I would shower and my hair would come down and it was nice and long. And I wanted to look, I had to look masculine because I didn't want anybody to think that I could possibly be gay.
Because in your inner man, your spirit man inside knew that it was a wrong lifestyle.
Oh, yes. In fact, the scripture that always beat me over the head, even before I was saved, because I'd been raised in the Catholic Church, was Leviticus, I think it's 13, verse 12. And it says, if a man lays with another man as he does a woman, that's an abomination.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, what people say today was, Charlie, that, well, that's the Old Testament. We're not bound by the Old Testament.
Well, you need to read your Bible, people, because the New Testament, I know in the book of Romans and the book of Corinthians, it says that that is wrong and that you cannot
justify or...
It's just sin is easy to justify, but before I was a Christian, before I got saved, I knew what I was doing was wrong, but I did not know why or how to even get out of it.
Wow. Well, for those that are listening and those that are saying, oh, I don't believe it's wrong. Well, it's not in the Bible. It's Leviticus. It's the Old Testament. Well, let me bring you a little bit of the New Testament. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I'm going to read in verse 9. It says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were. Charlie, that's the key word, huh?
Yes, were. Yes, past tense.
So, Charlie, share about what Jesus did in your life.
Oh, that's a long story, but I'll keep it short. When I got saved, I said, okay, God, now you're in my life. I can have a normal man-to-man relationship. The only thing I learned later was that normal is a setting on a hairdryer, and there's no such thing. But I met a man where I worked, and we became friends, but a year later it turned into a homosexual relationship. And I said, God, you're in my life. Why is this happening to me? And at that time, now, what a lot of people don't know, I had been married 10 years before this. I was married in 1972, and this was 1982. And my wife had no clue. But the problem with this relationship was he was my friend. He was my wife's friend. He was my brother-in-law's friend. Mm. He went to church with me. I went out and partied with him. And when my wife realized what was going on, I lived two lifestyles. One, I was a good Christian man. I was a good husband. I was a good provider. And on the other lifestyle, I was a great gay person. I could satisfy anybody. And when those two lifestyles met in my living room one night, it was a train wreck. And I lost who I thought my best friend was. I lost my real best friend, my wife. And I lost even my I didn't even think God could love me after that.
Well, for those of you that are listening, I knew his wife. Her name was Leslie. And, you know, when God began to work on Charlie and began to really convict him of his lifestyle, and Charlie became completely free. You know, Charlie was married 50, what was it, Charlie?
Almost 50 years, just 2 months shy.
2 months shy of 50 years. What a miracle that is. And just so that you can know, it was not an easy road for Leslie. Leslie went on to be with Jesus. She was a prayer warrior. But for those that are listening, and maybe you're going to church, maybe you're in a church that doesn't preach the straight truth. Maybe you're in a church that doesn't help you to understand that you need the power of the Holy Spirit to be free, because there are so many that are bound and webbed into that demonic lying spirit of just sexual sin, period. It doesn't have to be homosexual. You can be an adulteress. You can be one that runs around from bed to bed, you know, hopping in the back seat of a car. You know, lust is lust, no matter where or what you're involved in. It's demonic. And the thing is, the John 10:10 is so powerful. The thief comes only but to kill, steal, and destroy. And the only freedom that you can have, and the only freedom that you will be free from to break the chains of that, is Jesus. You need Jesus. Tell us the part, Charlie, where you finally, Satan's chains were broken.
Oh, that was a marvelous night. The Lord had put me in a job working a graveyard shift in a construction site as a security guard. So I was all alone for 8 hours. And I would patrol the property about four or five times a night, and it took about 45 minutes to an hour to do that. And the first time I would pray for everybody but my family. The second time I would pray for only my family. And I have two nephews I believe are saved because I prayed for them even before they were teens. And the third time I spent my time alone with the Lord. I said, Lord, I want to hear your voice. And it was October of 1984. One night I was in my silent time, and I kept getting these flashes from the devil trying to attack me. And I just ranted and I raved at God for 20 or 30 minutes. And after that, I sat on a curb and I was just sobbing, because I said, God, if you don't do something right now, I quit. I'm going back to the lifestyle. I'm going to divorce my wife. You have to show me something. And Jesus showed up at my job site.
Wow.
And I don't want to go into it all, but I heard four words straight from God himself. He said, Son, I love you. And as soon as I heard that, I was set free.
Hallelujah. That's a hallelujah. For those of you listening, and maybe you have been bound, or maybe the school has made you confused, maybe you're a teenager, maybe you're a young adult, and you're struggling, you're looking for your, who am I, where am I going, who am I? I want you to know that you were born for greatness, and God loves you so much. And the devil, he's a thief, a liar, a robber, he's worthless, he's no good, and all he plans is to destroy lives. He wanted to destroy Charlie at a young age, but God came in and rescued him. And then the devil wanted to plan that to destroy his wife, Leslie. But again, God came in and rescued him. Charlie, there are those that are listening and they're struggling. What do you want to tell them?
You don't have to struggle. You don't have to live that lifestyle. As I tell the men that I've ministered to, I found a man who loved me more than any other man ever could, and his name is Jesus. And he set me free. What you need to do, first you need to get saved. Then you need to get into a Bible-teaching church that's going to teach the truth of the Word. A Touch from Above is one such church. But also, I remember when I started counseling, when I was starting into my coming out of this lifestyle. The counselor says, well, you need to develop a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I won't give you the exact words I said, but I looked at him and I said, fine, how do you do that? I go to church, I pray, I read my Bible, I worship, I sing. What am I not doing? And he didn't know what to say. But it wasn't until the night in October when Jesus came to me. And at that moment, I knew that I was set free.
That's like the psalmist David said something really powerful after he made a terrible mistake with Bathsheba. The psalmist said something really powerful. He says, when you seek me with all your heart, with all your mind, all your soul, thou shalt surely find me. And I think that's the greatest key in every single one of our lives as Christians. We have to really understand what it is to serve God, to love him, to contend. That's why the Lord stirred my heart to build a place of prayer. Why? Because the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Our flesh, our human nature is bent on sin. And this is why Jesus went to the cross, so that you and I can be free. And the Bible says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. And Charlie is free today. And what a miracle of God's grace. He plays guitar. He sings. He does special music. And matter of fact, he's going to be in our Ruth production. And we're just so excited all that God is doing. So listen, you need freedom? Pray with me. Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm guilty. I've given into lust. I've given into sin. I've given into the confusion in my mind. I'm so sorry, Father. Cover me in your precious blood. Lord, help me to find you. Help me to seek you with all my heart, my mind, my soul. Help me to be free, Father. I need to be free in Jesus' mighty name. Now, you're listening to my program today, and I want you to know something. I've worked with Charlie for many, many years now, and Charlie is free. He doesn't go back into that lifestyle. In fact, he shares his testimony. We're so excited, as many are out there, and you're in the balances. Get off the teety totter. Get off the teety totter, because sin, the wages of it is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So you don't want to be in that bondage. We're not here today to condemn you. We're here to tell you that there is a way out. Amen? And there's another way that seems right unto a man, but the way of it is death. I want you to know something. Jesus went to that cross so that you don't have to live in the bondage of shame and guilt and brokenness. And listen, come up to the prayer mountain. What are you waiting for? We'll teach you the word. Maybe you're in between and you're struggling. Maybe you just say, I need to get up. I need to talk to somebody. We'll get your rumpus in that car on Sunday morning and drive up to that prayer mountain. And you know what? Come to a church service at 10 a.m. And you know what? If you're struggling, Charlie will help you, and he'll tell you the steps that you need to have to get out of that mess. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above. I love you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stines. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping true story, a murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight through cancer. For your gift of any amount, you'll receive her book, A Mother's Story. Send your support to A Touch from Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. for a church service up at the Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. We're only 35 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. And besides, a church alive is worth the drive.
Join A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain as they present The Book of Ruth, a live drama, March 29th and 30th. Don't miss this powerful story of Kinsman's Redeemer, which represents Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Come early at 6 p.m. to save your seat or call ahead. Show starts at 7 p.m., limited seating available. Call 760-315-1967. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California. atouchfromabove.org.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name.